Okay, welcome back, everybody. Parshas Truma. So, very interesting. You know, I'm not personally a very big fundraiser, but I do it sometimes. And I've been fundraised from, and I'm not a very big giver, but I do sometimes. It's interesting that when the Torah says, when you want to fundraise, so you always first tell them what the purpose is, what's the goal, why are you there, what are you collecting for, what's your institution, what's your project, what's your goal. And then you say to them, I need also a donation. Here the Torah does the exact opposite. Here the Pasuk says, Dal b'el b'nei Yisrael, v'yichu li tshuma eis kol ish ashir dven bo libo. Take for me a tshuma from anybody, we'll talk about that in a second. And then afterwards it says, v'asu li mikdash v'shachati b'sochem. Then make for me a mikdash, I want you to make for me a dwelling place, a home where I can live and to dwell amongst you. It's quite a oddity in the way of fundraising. First you say, Klal Yisrael, I want to have a mikdash, I want to have a mishkan, I want to live amongst you. The only way to do that in this physical world is if you make donations and provide the resources to create this tabernacle. But why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu first introduce by saying, give me your money, and also what I want to do with it is to build myself a mishkan? It's mind-boggling. It's also interesting to note, the Pasuk says, you should take donations, take a truma from everybody. Me'eis kol ish asher yedvei libo. Any from all the people who want to make a donation according to the generosity of their heart. It's very strange. Lashon me'eis kol ish. Previously, it said da'bir b'nei Yisrael. Speak to b'nei Yisrael. Take from your truma. Then it says me'eis kol ish. Obviously, we're taking from every person who's in b'nei Yisrael. That's what the pasuk just said. It could have simply said, speak to B'nai Yisrael and take from me a truma. And you want to add in the words, anyone who from the generosity of their hearts, why is it emphasizing kol ish asher, every individual person? You hear the question? Mm-hmm. So I think the idea is the primary idea of how we develop our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. To consider for a second that pasuk again. It says, v'yichu li truma. Hashem says, take from me a donation. The way we develop a relationship, a personalized developed relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is when we see in our actions that we're doing it for Hashem. And I'm not speaking any great novel concept over here, but the idea is that very often we kind of want to develop a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu where we feel that he's almost like working for us first. Where we feel he has to provide for us first, and then we respond. It's like negotiation. Over the years, you always have people asking questions. Well, can I make a deal with God that if I do this and he does that, and then I'll do this, right? Sounds like, okay? We're not in the negotiation position with Hashem. Of course, we could ask for things. Obviously, we're supposed to. And of course, there are some times that specifically regarding tzedakah, we can almost test Hashem a little bit. But the ability to say that if you do this for me, God, I will do that in response, that's not how it works. So the pasuk is saying, kol ish, every single person who wants to develop a relationship with Hashem. This is not just about B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael has the mandate to build the Mishkan. B'nai Yisrael has the mandate to ensure that the necessary funds are provided to create this tabernacle, this Mishkan that Hashem wants. But when the money is actually given, that's given by individuals. We're not collecting one mass tax from the community pots, and we're taking the money out of the community pot. We're going over to individuals and saying, each one of you have a personal responsibility and a personal opportunity to create a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu by expressing your willingness, asher yedvei libo. Why are you doing it? Not because you're going to get from it. But Yichu Li, Hashem says, I want you to take for me. I want you to be a sense of that you're giving that donation because you want to connect with me. Now, by the way, what I want you to do with that money, we'll talk about that after. This is not a fundraising campaign that I have to build a shul or a school or raise money. So I got to tell you why I'm building it. I'm going to have to tell you why I'm doing it and then ask you for the money. No, this is about the relationship that we're building. What we're really building is the relationship. And if we can tap into our personal connection with Hashem, kol ish asher, every single individual that finds a place in his heart according to their level, his and her level, and you do it for Hashem, v'yichu li, that's what you're building. The Mishkan is a manifestation. The Mishkan is an outcome of that. If we give it in a way that allows, that expresses our connection to Hashem, that is our true desire, then eventually we'll get the Mikdash and he'll dwell amongst us, we'll get the Mishkan. But if we think that we're going to try to negotiate with him, say, no, first God, you live with us, and then we'll give. You can do something. That's not how it works. We first need to create the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we do that, then we merit the building and the presence of God living inside of us. There was a beautiful story going around on the WhatsApp world there was a group of hostages who came to America. I'm not sure where it was. And they came to the States just to bring awareness. And at the end of their speech, so someone from the crowd said, you know, what can we do for you? What do you want? So they said, nothing. We don't want your money. We just really want to bring awareness. We're just here to present ourselves to the diaspora Jews to understand that there's a need out there. There's a need out there. And we want you. And one person said, I can maybe include clues in your prayers, the secular Jews. So the Rebbetzin, I think it was a Chabad community, got up and said, I'm going to do something a little bit audacious over here. And she turned to the woman and she said, do you like Shabbos candles? And she said, no. I'm going to give you Shabbos candles. You make a commitment to light candles every Friday night, and that merits the hostage will be freed, hopefully. And there's chus for the hostages. I don't know. Made the commitment. She says, fine, I'll do it. Then she went to the man. She says, do you wear tefillin? He says, no. He says, my husband, come to his office tomorrow and he'll give you a pair of tefillin. Will you make the commitment? It's a tough one. Can you push yourself to make that commitment? Finally said yes. He finally said yes and he did it. There was a second man who was also present. He made the commitment. And finally, at the end, the first man said to him, I want a third pair of tefillin. He says, why? Because when my father gets released, I want to make sure he puts on tefillin also. They all push themselves in a connection. Each person pushed themselves in the way of their heart to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The father was freed. Because they made a really sincere, deep, deep connection. They pushed themselves to a point of connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was mamish me'ez kol ish asher yidvenes liva. Each person in their own heart, on their level, what they're up to, can respond to that. And Hashem says, look, v'yikhu li truma, they are giving me exactly what I asked for. They're putting on tefillin, the lighting Shabbos, because they want to take upon themselves things which they never imagined their life doing on a daily or weekly basis. And they're doing it because they're trying to connect with me. I'll bring my Kedusha, I'll bring my Shekhinah into their world. I will feed their hostage. It's an unbelievable, beautiful, powerful, powerful story. It's almost impossible to believe. But that's what it means. Very often, we want to be on the side of negotiation where we could say, God, if you do this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'ichu li truma, first gift for me, then we'll also give Mikdash. I'll bring myself into you. I promise you. You have my word. God's good for his word. If we are willing to create that level of relationship with God first, push ourselves to a point where it's hard, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu will clearly respond and bring his presence to each person that gave from his heart. This hostage that was freed was the father of these people. And this was a direct result. Each man spoke from their hearts. Nidva libo. That's what the pasuk means. It's not just about the global and national level of the Jewish people in large. It's about the individual Jew who speaks out from his heart, from what he needs, and makes that connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And believe you me, we all have things that we could push ourselves a little bit further, a little bit more. And who knows? And you know what? Believe you me, all of us have things that we can benefit and we need in our lives. Improvements, changes, help from Kodesh Baruch Hu. And maybe if we are able to do that, and maybe we're able to push ourselves, call Yisrael Shigidvan Liba, what's from your heart, to fulfill Vayichuli, that you're trying to take something for Hashem, then you should also be merit to find Kodesh Baruch Hu, bring his presence into your world and provide you with the needs that you need for you and yourself and your family, Mr. Hashem.
Amen. Yeah, and now we are currently fundraising for... No, I'm just kidding. Shout out Nov.
What?
Novak.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. I didn't see. Beautiful. Thanks for the emojis.
Shout out, Avigal Baruch Hu, you're missing.
Yes, about this, I was just thinking.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining.
Yes, once again, it's a real pleasure. And don't forget,
Torah is not just for Tuesday.